It is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. Jim, of course, has well over 40 years of experience on Wall Street, the economy, sports, various topics. And as I said, he joins us every week as long as I'm in studio. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you. I hope everybody out there in Robin Hood Radio Land is doing very well. You've had some exciting football to distract us from the world's woes.
You know,
the first four games were incredible.
You know, I think it was probably the best championship weekend I've seen in years because both games were exciting. Both games had underdogs in them, and it's a lot of fresh faces showing up in the NFL.
I totally concur. I think the baton has begun to be passed. From Tom Brady, of course, and from Aaron Rodgers. And this kid, Joe Burrow, he looks like he's 12. He plays like he's 35. Very exciting. Very exciting.
And I'm one of the Giant fans that's happy to see Odell Beckham getting in a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. He played well for the Giants, and I'm glad he's getting his shot at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, let's speaking about the Super Bowl. Let's go to the Super Bowl here. I want to ask you this question because I've followed the story since last night into today. This whole deal with Russia, what's going on? The UK now is threatening to hit Russian oligarchs with sanctions if Putin orders the invasion of Ukraine. That, along with what America wants to do, what does something like this do to the world markets and to the world economy and to the situation with Russia on a financial side, Jim?
Well, let's go back a couple of weeks ago on the show, the last time I was on, and I said sell treasuries, longer treasuries, 5 years and longer, and begin to paw down the stock market. Of course, the stock market had become overvalued and precautionary, you know, keep pawing down. And all of a sudden, it hit the fan with inflation and everything else. And we had a couple of thousand point days down, up, sideways. It's now kind of just simpering in the background. I would continue to sell stocks. In terms of the Russian situation, I'll keep it simple. It would appear we're either going to have a Cold War, which is bad for the markets, because it impacts world markets in terms of your ability to get goods, to sell goods, or a hot war, which demands much more money from us and creates all kinds of havoc. As I pointed out to some people over the last, whenever it's been, I forget, you know, there's a lot of profit in the stock market. And if you have big profits, there's no reason why you shouldn't be taking a good portion of them, frankly. Or if you have an advisor who can help you or you know how to do it, hedge by buying puts against either the S&P 500 or against individual stocks that you might own. But you cannot be, you can't go to sleep here. This is a major problem. And God only knows where it's going to end. I don't have a clue. I hope the Russians have a clue because they seem to be very active here in putting their troops on the border. In terms of Russia, if they do invade, first of all, sanctions are being processed as we speak. But beyond the sanctions, they will be spending a lot of money to keep 100,000 troops either in that part of Ukraine, which they consider their own, or if they were to overtake Ukraine. They will have to defend Ukraine if they take it over. And NATO will not stop. This is the world order we're talking about. This is an order that we built after the Second World War, when the world came together, the free world, and beat the Nazis and beat the Japanese. And we came together, and we've been together since the Second World War. There have been little problems here and there, as happens in any big family, but we've kept it together. now like the fight for our democracy. There's now a fight for world order. And I think the French and the British particularly are ready for the fight. There's one thing I want to point out, and I'm not trying to make situations worse, but I think it's very important for the Russians to understand that Joe Biden said he was not going to put any of our troops again into these foreign countries. Well, I have news for everybody. Joe Biden did not say he would not bomb our enemies, meaning you don't have to go in when you bomb. Also, we have a carrier fleet. So if the Russians are hankering to get their asses whipped, here's their chance.
Yeah, it's a situation. Now, you take the situation that we have with Russia, and then you take the situation with China, where now China, once again, they really do have a big economic crisis with the real estate boom. What happened with, once again, unsustainable models, and their biggest company, $300 billion in total liabilities, $19 billion from Evergrande, which goes to offshore people. And the offshore companies don't want to wait. They want it now. So you add that into the mix, and the world economy really is in quite an amazing place right now.
From my lips to God's ear, I hope that the economic crises that is right on the horizon in the countries we've been talking about, China and Russia, and to a degree, the Western world, I would hope that the economy somehow rears its ugly head and tells everybody, don't be stupid. Don't be fighting. Don't waste your money. You know, we've had a tremendous run in this economy in the last year and a half, actually a little bit longer. And wages have increased. Unfortunately, inflation has increased. People have made money in businesses in the stock market. We've supported the poor. And we should leave it alone. The Russians should leave it alone. Now, the Russians are stuck with a problem that's ongoing. Russia is a very poor country. It really doesn't produce much. It relies on oil. Russia has been weakened dramatically economically by Putin and the oligarchs, who basically are sucking everything out of the economy that they can. They've got palaces. They've got all kinds of money overseas in Russia that they control. Meantime, the Russian people are kind of living on vodka and a piece of bread. My hope is that those people will finally one day get the strength to wake up and start doing some guerrilla warfare in Russia to bring down Russia. Actually, my plan, which I've not given to anybody other than my own little head, would be if Russia continues to do what it's doing, we should send in the U.S., the French, and the British trainers to those seven countries that ring Russia and train those people in guerrilla warfare. Then begin to start taking out Russians on the border of the big city. We can do an awful lot of damage. I hate to be talking this way because I'm not really interested in seeing carnage. But if the Russians want carnage, they're going to get it. And those 140,000 Russian troops, they're out in the open. They've got these little tunnels. They're snowbound to a degree. They've got these little tunnels. And if we start bombing them, you're going to see 50, 75,000 young Russians sent back in body bags. God forbid that happens. But this is the reality. Getting back to your first question for the answers, get yourself in good shape. Do not be taking much of any risk. We talked about Bitcoin several times over the last several months. And at one point, when we were talking about it, it was selling at $60,000. Well, recently it sold at $33,000. I can feel the jaws of regulation beginning to start opening up to basically take down Bitcoin a bit more. Biden has gone out and said, our President Biden, that he wants to see some action, some study possibly some regulation on Bitcoin, because it could cause a catastrophic problem to a lot of individuals and possibly institutions. So if Bitcoin is your game, I think it's a loser's game, and I would avoid it.
Once again, there's so many different factors that are involved. When people sit down on a daily basis, if they do it on a daily basis, they probably do it on social media, unfortunately, and try to follow the economy. There's so many different factors that lend into this, Jim, advice like yours with people that do have money and realize they have money in various stock markets and various equities, really have to follow it very, very, very closely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those folks who might not be invested, we'll say in stocks, now is the time to really get out that diary and be putting down your revenues and your expenses, the investments that you're saving, be it in a savings bank or one of these pension-oriented things. But you've got to pay attention, and you've got to be conservative, and you've got to be prepared for possibly a very rainy, rainy day. The thing is this, probably most importantly for all of us, is that we continue to relate more and more to our families and to our friends, and to share with them our problems, their problems, but to talk with them about what they're doing in the various investment fields. But the key is, the family is very important, as I think most of us know, at this juncture, these crises we're going through. That is something we can't lose. We can only lose it if we let it get lost. We've got to maintain a togetherness here. I encourage my wife frequently, did you call this one? Did you call that one? Stay in touch. It keeps you alive. And we need the nurturing to get us through these crises. Markets come and go. I'm not trying to dissuade you from taking aggressive action, but they come and go. But when it's all over, as individuals, we're standing with our family and with our friends and with our careers, and life goes on. But we have to stay close now, and we have to begin respecting more and be grateful for this great country we live in. Now, I would hope that on the horizon is the near-term horizon, I hope, would be an indictment of Trump on insurrection. He's basically said that he told Pence to overturn the election. He has said that, okay? Whether he's madman or not doesn't matter. He said it. If we can put him in jail, it will be very helpful to calm down this tremendous negativity that is brewed in this country, the violence. I don't know if you've noticed, but in Michigan, two people running for office are talking about bringing guns to the polling place. They're talking about doing away with the voting machines. Now, they're not elected, but these are the kind of people who are trying to get elected. And that is throughout this country. These deniers that the election was fair and that Biden is the president, they're out there either running for office or sponsoring people. We must tamp down this negativity as we did in 1938-39 when we tamped down the Nazis in this country. And then, of course, we had to beat them. But, of course, Hitler made a big mistake. The Japanese had already invaded us, and Hitler decided to declare war on us. And that was the beginning of the end of Hitler. And I would say that the beginning of the end of these people, these oath keepers or whoever they are, it's the beginning of their end as they advertise who they are, as they advertise these violence. We must stand strong here. You can't be necessarily fighting in the line, but you can hold the line, and you can pay attention, and you can encourage your people, your friends, to vote. And we must vote for sanity. We must vote for this democracy, the last democracy on earth. We've been blessed with it. Stand up and fight. Let your congressman, let your senator, let your mayor know where you stand on these issues. Tell them you will not tolerate this violence. You will not tolerate physical violence nor verbal violence.
Well, you know, I sit here and we've talked about all the foreign influences that be on the economy and some of this. Now we also have, once again, the January 6th investigation, which is going on, with more and more evidence is being brought up. And also, Mike Pence is expected to testify in this. This all has an effect on the economy as well.
Absolutely. Martin Short, who is Pence's aide, he's already testified for hours, I think last week. And I think the bell is going to be ringing pretty soon. Pence, if he truly wants to run for president, and I don't know if he really wants to in this environment, he's just got to stand up and say, look, this guy told me to throw the election. Now, do you want me, who's maintaining order, or do you want him? I'm certain that knocks Trump out of the box. Already among civilians, not congressmen, civilians who have some guts are standing up to Trump and moving away from him because he's a madman. And he's already talking that he'll pardon people who invaded your Capitol. The former president is on live television saying he will pardon the people that invaded our Capitol. He will invade those people who beat up on policemen, who caused one civilian to be killed, whose actions resulted in the suicide of a number of these plays. Trump is saying he will pardon those people. Well, as I said on Twitter, I don't think you can do that from prison.
Now, I want to go, we have only about 3 or 4 minutes left, and this is what makes Americans mad, whether they're economically in the know or not. We all look at our gas prices. We all see what's happened. We all hear the word inflation, inflation, inflation. Well, sometimes it just comes down to greed, greed, greed. ExxonMobil, their fourth quarter profit, tops all previous estimates as their gas prices soar. And this is the type of story that should get Americans really upset.
Marshall, I'm with you, okay? We have a gross inequality in incomes in this country. I don't care whether you make $100,000, $100,500, $250,000. You are not equal to the people who are making millions of dollars. And they do it by not taking salary that is taxable, but by having stock options, which are taxed at a capital gains rate. And they don't necessarily have to take that capital gains trade. They can borrow against the value of the stock. It works like this. Man owns 5,000 shares at 10 bucks. The stock goes to 25. He doesn't sell it. He borrows against it. And then guess what? He can write the interest off. That's why people, one of the ways people in this country have gotten so wealthy. Now, they've been smart. They've had courage to make these investment bets. But the same token, the reward is much greater than the guy working a job where he has the money taken out of his salary weekly or monthly, and he's doing a minimum of 40 hours, and he's asked to do overtime, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to belabor that, but we have to solve this inequality problem. If we want a healthy country, we need people making a decent wage, decent opportunities, opportunities for growth, so that we continue to go as a productive country, as a productive economy. And this takes management. And our Congress, our president, our senators, they must step up to the plate. One of the other problems we have now is that politicians rely on the donations from ExxonMobil, the drug companies. And so therefore, they vote to stay in power. And to stay in power, they need these donations. And therefore, the little guy gets screwed. be it in drug prices or oil prices. Why haven't we, like Kennedy did when we had a crisis in the steel industry, and say, okay, big guy, we're not buying any steel from you, U.S. Steel, and all of a sudden U.S. Steel stopped raising prices. We can do the same thing with the oil companies. And yes, the Republicans, the rich, whoever, will complain, and socialism and so forth. So be it. We're in crisis here. We have a pandemic. We might be going into a world war. We have all kinds of problems that we must meet, including pollution, including climate control. This is an emergency, and that's why I'm stressing that we not be somnolent. You know, we don't go to sleep here.
Well, it's always interesting and great to talk with you, Jim, and look forward to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks where we can all shake it off and have an underdog win the Super Bowl.
Amen, brother.
We'll speak to you next week, Jim.
Let's enjoy it.
Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. We remind you that all viewpoints expressed on all our shows by our volunteer program hosts, the opinions are those of the hosts and do not represent the opinions of Tri-State Public Communications, Robinhood Radio, the Robinhood Radio Network, CATV6, or even our bargain barn in Sharon, Connecticut.